Half the fresh fruit you buy in the United States and a quarter of the fresh vegetables are brought in from another country. The local food movement in the U.S. has grown as a way to curb the importing of so much of our produce. Now, it takes a lot of energy to transport a cucumber across the globe, but in the dead of winter, in places where you can't possibly grow produce outdoors, what's a chef to do? Just ask the executive chef at Vinland Restaurant in downtown Portland, Maine. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd did. Here's his report.
The day I met David Levy, the sun set at 4:31 in Portland. As the night grew darker, the temperature fell and fell and fell some more until it came to rest on a lonely single digit, 6 degrees.
In some ways, when we have some extra limitation, it's often exciting.
Levy is the brain behind Vinland. His food is 100% locally produced. Every leaf, every grain, every fish is from Maine or pretty darn nearby. Going hyper-local in Southern California is one thing. Doing it here, where the growing season is 156 days long, is another thing altogether.
You know, it forces us to be creative. It's like I'm writing a sonnet. I only have so many syllables in this line. I have to come up with something other than my first inclination.
Levy's faithfulness to the mission means he doesn't use olive oil. There's no citrus either. And don't bother asking the waiter for pepper.
It doesn't belong on everything. You know, it won't actually enhance every food that it touches. It's not salt.
As someone who loves pepper, this sounds like blasphemy. I've been to a lot of restaurants, and I can't remember even one that didn't serve black pepper. It's everywhere. It's easy. It's in those tiny little paper packets. But Levy doesn't serve it. And I'll let him talk here for a minute to explain why. Because when you hear it, you might better understand the theory behind what he does.
Black pepper grows in southern India and Indonesia. It was so rare in Europe in the Middle Ages that when the Emperor Charlemagne would hold a banquet, he would have a mound of black peppercorns on the table as a show of his extraordinary wealth and power. It was not something that ordinary people in the West had any access to whatsoever until the last couple of hundred years. And even then, it's not something that necessarily most Americans have ever really had a good version of. And so we kind of habitually, ritually use this pale imitation of pepper because we just kind of think we're supposed to. But it's really a misuse of that product. So we would never actually design a dish that would suffer for not having really good black pepper, or that would suffer for not having olive oil. You know, if we were to do that, then we would be betraying the spirit of our craft.
So Levy cooks with ingredients that do fit his craft. In the clutch of winter, he uses root vegetables. The day I visited Vinland, he served me a pumpkin soup and a plate of steaming mussels. The smell of simmering turnips filled his kitchen, while he and chef de partie, Chris Newton, prepared a dish of pickled beets.
We serve it with pickled shallot that he prepares and home-brewed strained yogurt mixed with some whipped cream, some micro arugula, and beet chips, which are another signature Vinland item.
Yeah. Chris, I saw you just take a bite there. What is it that makes that dish sort of sing?
It's the herbs that come through. I like those herbs to shine with overtones of flavors that you don't find in other pickled beets, coriander, fennel, and dill.
Meat and cheese are also available around here through the winter, and who does lobster better than Maine any time of year? Even a little bit of green might find its way to a Vinland plate in January.
If you plant your spinach, your kale, your mosh, certain hardy greens in relatively late fall, say mid to late fall, and you grow them to a certain harvestable point, you can then keep them perfectly alive and vibrant, just not growing anymore throughout January and February. So you can go out any day of the year and harvest fresh greens.
If it sounds complicated, it probably is for most people who don't have time or the means to garden with a greenhouse in the winter. Even Levy has made a few exceptions to his local-only rule, and he does it with the help of this guy.
So I'm Ned Swain. I run Devinish Wines. This is my wine warehouse.
Swain's warehouse is really three rooms inside a mini storage on the other side of Portland.
Oh, this is cool.
Whoa.
That's a 3-liter bottle of Contadino from Frank Cornelison. 20 of these came into the country. I got 3 of them. This is the last one left.
Swain sells his wine to Vinland. It comes from France, New Zealand, and Italy, where he says the farmers do right by the land. The grapes are organic, and like David Levy, Swain is all about place.
I want to work with wines that taste like where they come from.
This is kind of like the pepper conversation. Hard to grasp unless you spent a lot of time thinking about it.
If it was a, you know, granite, like a steep granite-rich hillside, you know, the wine probably is going to have more cut to it. It's going to have more of like a bright mineral like edge, a vibrancy, a real like clear definition from that.
Maybe this is a stupid question, but if wine were prolific in a place like Maine, what would it taste like?
Oh, boy. That's a great question. I don't know. We don't really have, like, I don't think we have wines here that really express Maine completely yet.
Back at Vinland, the executive chef says it's just too cold in Portland to yield good wine. In the restaurant business, wine makes money.
We have to turn a profit or we'd be gone very, very quickly. If we did have great quality local wine, we would really happily serve it. And I kind of hope against hope that we might get there.
Levy says Vinland has turned a small profit in its first year of business. The food world is taking note of his restricted winter technique. This month, he was invited to serve dinner at the prestigious James Beard House in New York City. A turnip soup with carrot, beet powder, and herbs starred in the show. For Here and Now, I'm Peter O'Dowd.